Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh with Raccoon Valley Radio, talking with Sarah Madsen, Director of Medical Imaging at Guthrie County Hospital, about radiology and the different services the hospital provides.
I'm Sarah Madsen, Director of Radiology at the Guthrie County Hospital. I'm in charge of a department that has four full-time employees. I've worked here for, I'm going on my 20th year.
Tell me about the different needs that the radiology department fills here for patients.
We do lots of different procedures, and we provide a lot of different exams here at the hospital. We do general radiology, we do fluoroscopy, we do digital mammograms, we do bone density testing, we do ultrasound, which includes vascular and echoes, and we do CT, CAT scan. We have mobile services that include MRI, nuclear medicine, and we do also do stress testing.
I am unfamiliar myself with the term of fluoroscopy. Could you tell me a bit more what that involves?
Fluoroscopy, when we do tests with that, we look at patients swallowing, we can look at the patient's stomach, areas of the colon, if the patient needs testing for problems in their colons or their stomach, if they're looking at an ulcer, if they have problems swallowing, we can watch them when they swallow, if they're choking, things like that.
And for the DEXA scan with bone density, what are the demographics of those who, the age of those who usually get those tests done?
They're usually women that are postmenopausal, usually ages 65 and older are the patients that we see for those.
And why is that female specific?
Women are more apt to have osteoporosis, and this test is only done to see if a patient has osteoporosis. So that's why we screen patients for that.
Are all women age 65 and older, are all of them encouraged to get this test?
Yes. Medicare pays for a screening exam once every 24 months. So if a patient hasn't had that and they are on Medicare, that is a benefit through Medicare.
Since this month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, how often would you say it's important for women to get a mammogram?
The American Cancer Society recommends that a patient have a mammogram, a woman have a mammogram at the age of 45 every year, beginning at the age of 45. Some places, American College of Radiology recommends after age of 40. So discuss those things, I think, with your doctor and make that choice. But having a mammogram early and often, according to your doctor, is the best for early detection.
3D mammography is one service that the Medical Imaging Department at Guthrie County Hospital offers. Is this type of mammography common?
It is now. Most hospitals, most facilities do have 3D. It is when we take thinner slice pictures through the breast and the radiologist can see smaller things sooner and help diagnose breast cancer earlier. And then that, in the long run, helps with a patient's treatment. The prognosis is better if you find the cancer early.
Across the board, is that the only type of mammography that you do here in Guthrie County?
We routinely do that with patients. You do not have to have it, but most insurance companies are paying for those. And so if the patient wants it, then we do that.
For those who are so familiar with radiology, what role does it play in someone's medical care? Mammograms or other, you know, ultrasounds and so forth?
Well, we do, you know, we test for patients to see if, you know, when they come in and they're ill, if they have pneumonia, we can, you know, look for broken bones and all sorts of things, you know, like that when people are sick, the testing that we do.
And the vascular ultrasounds and the CT, what's the purpose of each of those?
Vascular ultrasound is looking at the arteries and veins and extremities, your arms, your legs, to see, you know, all sorts of things. You know, you can be looking for a blood clot. You can be looking for a blockage, like the blood's not getting to the right spot. CT, some people call it CAT scan. Those are tests that we do every day for all sorts of things, from strokes to kidney stones to lung people having lung problems, you know, chest problems, abdominal pain, all sorts of things like that.
Tell me about the mobile service for cardiac ultrasounds. What does that mean exactly for mobile?
We have a mobile service. They come in. They're out of Des Moines. They come once a week, and they do echoes. Echograms, echocardiograms are ultrasounds of the heart, and that helps the cardiologist determine if a patient has, you know, abnormalities, things wrong with their hearts. And they also do stress echoes, which that is when they have a patient, either they walk on a treadmill and then they look at them after they've been exercised to see how their heart looks.
And what hospital are they coming from in Des Moines?
It's just a clinic out of Des Moines. I don't believe they're not necessarily affiliated with one of the hospitals.
Did you say you've been working here in radiology for about 20 years now?
Yep. I just started my 20th year. Yep, I've worked here. So I've been an x-ray tech for 28 years, but I've worked here for 20.
And what would you say of the changes that you've seen in the 20 years? What do you think has been the most remarkable change?
The advancement in computers. You know, when I first started here, everything, we had to go in a dark room. We don't use a dark room. Everything is on computer. We have doctors in Des Moines, our radiologists, that can look at an x-ray in a matter of minutes if we have trauma patient or something that the doctor needs read right away to help diagnose patients quicker.
What about this field has kept you going, kept you working here, you know, for about 20 years now?
Just the people and the different things I do every day. I enjoy kind of knowing patients when they come in, familiar faces, and then the staff. I've worked with the same people. Our department has a lot of the same faces for the past 15 years.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Sarah Madsen, Director of Medical Imaging at Guthrie County Hospital. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with Raccoon Valley Radio News.